Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. If your dad still had the energy to have a catch with you, feel the dream style after a long day of work, props to him. Tip your hat to your dad. If he didn't, he didn't love you, and he was a jerk.
I'm thinking of how many times your dad or your mom dropped you at practice or brought you to practice.
Yeah.
These things you realize as you get older, like, not always easy. Like, you always say you're a chauffeur to your teenage daughter.
Yeah, it sucks.
But
not going to lie,
you embrace it and love it.
But I got to do it while I can as part of the job.
That's
part of the job.
Especially, by the way, if your dad or mom got down on their knees or in a crouch position to catch for you when you were practicing pitching, you think your dad wanted to be, you know, at 30, 40, 50 years old, you think your dad wanted to be in a crouch catcher position? But he did it. Why? Because he loved you.
Because he loves you. Do you play catch or do you have a catch?
I'm an East Coaster. I have a catch. Playing catch sounds like something 2-year-olds do.
I agree with you.
Yeah, let's have a catch. Yeah, let's have a catch.
Have a catch.
When someone says, let's play catch, I'm like, all right, 4-year-old.
I gave this analogy before. I'm not comparing pets to kids, okay? I'm not that guy. I'll never be that guy. I'm a dad of a pain-in-the-ass daughter, and I have a dog. But the analogy is this. When you come home from work, and your doggy's all excited to see you, and he brings a toy to you out of excitement, you got to try to snag it from him, tug it a little bit, and throw it across the room because he waited all day.
Yeah, it's true.
He waited all day for that moment for you to walk by that dog and not acknowledge him, not give him a little pat on the head and grab that toy that he was holding there for you. That's a travesty. You're selfish. You're an a-hole. So when your kid, forget about doggy, forget about Woofles, when your kid comes up to you after work and they're like, Dad, you want to have a catch? Man, what kind of guy are you if you're like, nah, I'm too busy?
Have you ever seen Danny G,
you
I always say
your
I'm
kid, you're the worst.
Have you ever seen that viral video where it's a kid looking in the mirror practicing like, Dad, can we have a catch? Dad, can we have a catch? Like he's nervous to ask his dad. And then he goes to his dad's room and his dad's looking in the mirror saying, sorry, son.
Sorry, son.
Sorry, son. He's practicing
that.
Rejecting
yeah,
his
yeah,
kid.
I've seen this.
Well, hey, enough of that. Let's get into the show. I just wanted to point it out because
can I make a random observation
well, no,
too?
I just listen, we talk about sports a lot. It's Fox Sports Radio, but there's a lot of unsung moms and dads. And
are you just trying to take credit for being some sort of hero?
No, I'm just being a dad, man, like everyone else. I have a friend who's traveling around to his kid's soccer.
I don't think you get extra credit for being a dad.
Dude, I did not one time ask for a Barry Horowitz pat on the back.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is I'm giving props to all the other parents.
That's what good dads do, yeah.
Of course, but I'm saying I got friends in low places and high places. I got friends that every week they're traveling for their kid's soccer. I have a buddy who took his kid to like Wayne Gretzky's hockey camp. I'm like, where'd you go? He's like, Seattle. I'm like, Washington? You're from New York.
That's for my kid.
Dude,
parents will do anything for their kid. And I was talking to a couple of the guys in the newsroom earlier about how when we were kids, it just seemed so much more simplistic. And I don't want to sound like the old guy. I'm only 40-ish, right? But when we were kids, I always joke about how you went to the school in your town and you played seasonal sports. That's it. Now, if your kid likes soccer, it's like a calendar full year thing. If your kid's into baseball, travel baseball.
I saw some guy on social media, and it has to be real because it's on social media, but I hear so many people complaining about it, that travel sports are tearing families apart because it's making them broke, and they're just spending all their weekends just all over the place. Like, chances are, if you have multiple kids, they're playing at different times, different places, so you got mom at one place, dad at the other, and you're just stressing out on these things, and they're not necessarily bringing people closer. It's just making things more stressful for families.
You think you're always doing the right thing, but I did see an article about how overdoing it with sports is a thing. Like, if you think all three of your kids need to be in three different travel leagues and summer leagues and all this, maybe they don't. Like, previous generations were fine doing it the way they did. You don't need to have your kid play soccer 12 months of the year.
You also don't want your kid to get left behind when all the other kids are in all these extra camps and everything
else. It's tricky. Danny G, your stepkids are good ball players, right? Like, your son is a good ball player.
Yeah.
Well, did your wifey ever get involved in all these travel leagues for him?
She did. Our middle son, really, really good shortstop and second baseman. And he traveled for baseball, so she was heavily involved in that whole lifestyle. And you're right. It's expensive, time-consuming, and you really got to invest into it to do it the right way.
God.
Takes a lot out of you, for sure.
So,
and,
hey, shout
Rich
out.
Is on that lifestyle right now where every day it's a softball practice. We had to cancel a dinner today because Rich has kids' softball. We had a business dinner with a pal, which is like, I can't, girls' softball. So it really starts to take up a lot of your time and your life, but rewarding at the same time because your kids will never forget it.
No doubt.
And they're your kids. It's
no
important.
Doubt.
So anyway, be a good dad. And before we get into the meat, I have another observation. Someone hit me up. They said, Covino and Rich.
You could get into the meat. I'll sit right here.
Covino and Rich, your show leaps and bounds the greatest. And I said, thanks so much.
Who said that? Your mom?
I don't know. I made that part up.
No.
But he did say, hey, I love your show, but you got to drop the let's go. And I'm like, you're right. But really, when did that become the rally cry for this generation? We got to stop with that, and I try so hard. But it's something that we said that younger people feel they invented. And it's like, we always said, let's go. Let's go, Yankees. Let's go.
Different let's go.
Same thing.
The kids put the F into the middle of it.
They put that F and go.
But no,
let's
you're wrong.
Go. Yeah. Everything became a let's go. And I want to know how younger people took ownership of something that always existed, and it became their rally cry, and do we have to stop with it already?
Can't get out of here. The whole, like, let's go, Dodgers. That's not the same. This is
let's go. You didn't say let's go? Let's get them. Let's go.
You said get them.
You played sports. You said let's go. And now they take ownership of it as if they invented it, and if you say it, it's now you're saying something that young people say. It's like the word clout. It's like, hey, the word clout existed. You guys did not invent that. It's not slang. That's a word. You know, and just like let's go existed. Let's go. But now it's a rally cry to someone said, hey, keep doing your show, keep kicking ass, but drop that nonsense.
Sign Covino's daughter.
Thoughts? Yeah.
Dad, you sound lame.
Dad.
Weak.
Yeah, weak. That's so mad. Anyway, I'll do my best to let it go, and I'll leave it to the weenials. Now,
lame.
I have some questions I want to pose to you. There's a viral clip today. And I don't expect you to care about fighting or boxing, but I'm going to do my best to get you excited for it. Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney, they have a stare down today. They're doing press all week. The fight is this weekend. And, Rich, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it just happened today. They're on top of the Empire State Building. They're talking trash. The fight's in Brooklyn this weekend. And
weren't they dancing and kissed each other? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was Bieber and Jaden Smith. My bad. Sorry.
That was not Garcia
and Haney?
No, different viral clip.
Okay. Different white guy and black guy together?
Okay. One, yeah. And Haney, man, takes Garcia by the face. And look, this happens a lot in fights. It's good promotion, but I really think they've had enough of each other. They've been going at it since they were little kids. Takes him by the face and basically throws him across the Empire State Building. From one side of the roof to the other.
You say like mushed them?
Yeah.
Like when you push someone's face, like a mush?
You want to see? It's right on my IG story at Steve Covino. At Steve Covino. It's right there. The fight's this weekend. Now, I have like a two-part doozy based on this fight that I'm going to ask you about. Okay, so here you go. You can see them fighting, going at it.
That was a shove.
You saw it, right? So heated stare down, viral. First things first, I want to say that one of my pet peeves is when people bring things up, but they have no opinion. They're just asking you your opinion. It's like, well, what good are you?
You hate when I do that to you.
Well, I do. You hate them. I wasn't even talking about you. There's other like fight commentators, and they're like, all right, the fight's this weekend. It's getting heated. Who you got? Let me know. That does nothing for me as a fight fan. What am I getting out of you? What are you doing? Reminding me that it's this weekend? That's it? I know that. It's one thing to promote it, but how about you tell me what you think if you're the expert? That's a pet peeve of mine. And now you'll notice it. I just broke the glass on so many things that you see wrong about social media. People are providing content, but they're not giving you anything. What they're saying is, what do you think? And as a fan or consumer, dude, it's not about what I think. I'm coming here to see what you think.
Yeah, but they're trying to stimulate engagement. I see what they're doing.
That's BS. You're not giving me anything. Mm-hmm. What did you give me? Hey, here's the fight this weekend. What do you think? Who do you got? What does that give me? So I'm going to tell you, Fox Sports Radio, reasons to care. These two have been fighting since they were little kids. They're both 3-3 in the amateurs. This is their first professional fight at 140, a heated division, junior welterweights. And I think Ryan Garcia is the naturally gifted fighter. Killer speed, great power, super gifted and talented fighter. What we're going to see this weekend is a classic example of someone's hard work, discipline, and next-level work ethic overcome natural talent. And I think Devin Haney has that discipline and that work ethic that puts him over Ryan Garcia. Now, I'm rooting for Ryan Garcia. Some people say he lost his mind, whatever the case may be. So I'm rooting for Ryan, but Devin Haney's discipline and work ethic has really shined him in a different light for me, and I think that puts him over the edge. Hard work beats raw talent. That's what we're going to see. So I'm giving you a little something there. Now, this weekend is the fight. I've waited months for this fight. Years, you could say, because I've always wondered who has the edge at 140. There's so many big names in that division. My question to you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, is this. I'm going to visit my girlfriend's family for her birthday this weekend in Idaho. Is it rude and asking too much if they sort of revolve my one real night there, Saturday night, around my little fight night party? Is that rude? And my question is, what is it for you that you anticipate the most in the world of sports? Because there's two things for me. Fights like this, when the date is set, I look forward to that date the same way you look forward to a vacation almost. Like, oh, May 4th, Canelo Munguia? That's like saying, man, we're going to Cancun that weekend. I get that amped up about these fights. The only thing I can compare it to is maybe Christmas when you were a kid or opening day baseball. So for me, a big fight is just as exciting to me as opening day baseball. So if I'm going away this weekend to visit my girlfriend's family, you're basically asking me to miss opening day baseball. To miss a fight that I've been waiting for.
To miss Christmas.
To miss Christmas. And granted, I'm only there for the weekend. I'm like, yo, you're asking, if we go out on Saturday night or we're hanging with your family in the living room, if the fight's not on, I feel like I'm missing on something I've been waiting for and anticipating for months.
What did your girlfriend say when you said this?
Nothing yet.
Are you Sarah?
Yeah, I just hit her with a text. Hey, can we watch the fight, make a night out of it on Saturday? I'm only there for Friday, Saturday, and I leave Sunday.
Are you serious?
I am serious because that's what fights are for me. You know, it's like UFC 300 just passed.
Well, she knows you. You've been dating her a long time. She knows you love fights. In fact, doesn't she laugh that like, oh my God, every weekend you watch a fight?
That's part one of my personal question, right? That's my personal dilemma. Second part for me is, well, what is that for you? Because that's how much I anticipate these fights. Not every fight. Fights like this.
Oh, you said you hate when people don't give you answers?
Yeah.
I have two answers for
you. I can't wait to hear it. I know it's different for everybody, but I want to hear your answer on that. 877-99 on Fox at Covino and Rich. Because I don't think if you have, and everyone has their answer, I don't think you should ever be expected to miss those things. Because, I mean, life is mundane. It's boring. It's stressful sometimes. If these are the things that give you joy, you got to lean into them. You can't miss out on those things. They're few and far between.
I have the perfect answer. I have the perfect answer.
Wait.
Hang tight. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do.
Nice.
For this.
And what is that for you? Let me know.
Yeah. Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney fight. For me, listen, I don't want to upset you. I'm going to give you all my opinions.
I can't wait.
For me, Danny, I don't know if you feel the same way. I'm not trying to, this is not a dig at you, Danny, but they haven't been to the postseason in a while, your Raiders. But after week 18 of the NFL, when they've officially made the NFL playoff schedule, that Monday, I'm like, come on, Saturday. Like, I am waiting for that Saturday, Sunday, and wild card weekend, divisional weekend.
Dude, the NFL draft is like
that.
It's been circled on our calendar for months.
Dude, if your team has a top five pick, that week of the draft, you're like, come on, let's go.
Right.
Let's
and
get
not
to
that
it.
Many things in life excite you to that point. So think about them. What are they? And
I'm telling you, I think the number one answer for our audience might be
the draft.
No, I think NFL playoffs for me. If you're asking me what excites me the most in sports, when week 18 is wrapping up and the final wild card gets their slot, and they're like, all right, it's always the end of that last Sunday game because they have that one flex Sunday night game. And
think about it,
the third quarter, the announcer will be like, all right, they've given us the official schedule. I pause that crap and I'm like,
Rich,
all right.
That, but think back to when the NFL season starts. It's like a holiday around here.
Oh,
we celebrate like it's an early Christmas.
And those are great moments to embrace.
I used to feel that way about opening day baseball, for real.
I still do, man.
And
I do.
I love the smell of the grass and the game.
I try so hard to ignore that date because the anticipation kills me. It feels so far away, like a little kid with Christmas.
But you know what? Look at my Mets, for example. We joked about they started, 0-5, 0-6, and now they're 8-8. I've been convinced now that my eagerness for the start of the baseball season is nonsense, and I have buddies that have the mindset of, oh, I'll watch, but don't even speculate until the All-Star break, and I feel like I might have to adopt that mindset because it's such a long season, 162. By July, they've played 80, and you're like,
yeah, but I hate to be negative Norberto, Rich, Debbie Downer, but the older you get, even if you're the most passionate of people, the luster, the excitement on things you used to love, it starts to go away a little bit. Like, think of how excited you used to be about Nudie Magazine Day. Is Nudie Magazine Day as exciting as it once was?
That's true.
No. So if you still get excited about certain things, these are your holidays. These are your moments. Well, you shouldn't be expected to miss them.
Good luck convincing your 30-something-year-old girlfriend who's in town with her friends and family that the one night you're all there together, where are we going? What fancy restaurant? What club? What bar?
No. We're going to have a Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia party at your parents' house.
I know.
Your
it's
best
a
bet?
Hard sell,
I have your best bet.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Your best bet is simple. You've been dating her for a couple years.
Yeah.
You get along well with her family. Why don't you text her dad?
Couple 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to downplay it. I don't want to put the pressure on because I know other people are thinking, where's the ring? Covino going to Idaho.
The boxing ring. It's on pay-per-view. Let's go.
Saturday night.
It's in Brooklyn.
I want to talk to you about a ring.
Oh, my God.
The ring inside the MGM.
So
at the Barclays Center.
The Barclays Center. So
24 by 24 foot ring.
Here's my thought. You text her dad. Her dad's name's Len, right?
Yeah.
Right, here's
big Fox Sports supporter.
Hey, he listens to the potato.
Yeah.
Hey, Len, really pumped to see you and the fam this weekend. Know it would mean a lot? You and I watching the fight together.
Oh, that sounds manipulative.
Right? I know. And then you'd be like, I'm watching the fight with your dad.
If you set it up like that, because he would be down to watch the fight, it's not a bad idea. But again, not to make it all about me.
Wait, hold on. This is the same guy that your father, your girlfriend's dad took you fly fishing and he took you out to do his stuff, right?
Yeah.
You could be like, I had such a good time when we went fly fishing and, had a guy's day. No, it would be awesome. You know, I'm a big boxing guy.
we got to watch this fight together, me and you.
I've been waiting for it for months.
You got to do a little Tom Sawyer action here. Like, you got to do a little manipulation.
That's my situation. Based on that, my thought process was, man, there's only a few things in life that I anticipate that much.
Hey, Len, what's the best takeout place in Boise? Well, there's this potato fixings place.
Well, let's order for everyone on me.
Not everything there is potatoes.
I imagine it just to be potato. I imagine women wearing burlap sacks. I imagine
there's Dutch Bros. Jeez. And potatoes. So
Dutch Bros coffee where they're overly too nice to you?
Yeah.
So any good plans this weekend?
Just give me my coffee, damn it.
So what brings you to town?
Can I have a coffee, please? Hey, Rich.
Yes.
So what is that for you? Is that the first kickoff of the season? Because these are the little things in life that we live for, man. And I'm telling you, those big fights, it's right up there with Christmas morning.
It's Sunday football for me, and I feel like I speak on behalf. It's a boring answer, but it's Sunday football for me. But most importantly, playoff football. In fact, so much so that I look at some of the other guys I'm pals with here in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, who are you? Meaning, during the fall, there is a Sunday softball league that I opt to not play in a lot because I'm like, are you good? You guys are okay playing Sunday softball with this football on all day? Like, isn't softball designated for, like, this season?
I don't think you should be expected to miss those little joys in life. But you know what my girlfriend would say?
Every weekend you say it's a good fight.
I'm like, no, but this one's different.
That's true.
You are the boy that cried. You are the boy that cried fight of the year.
Fight of the year, yeah.
I mean, last weekend was UFC 300. This weekend, Garcia Haney.
Every time.
Danny G, what is it for you, man? Is it baseball? Is it? What is this? Is there maybe?
I guess it's a tie between the NFL draft because my team is always hopeful to draft a franchise quarterback and the pieces that are missing have been missing for a long time. And when NFL kicks off, that to me feels like a holiday.
Like Christmas morning.
It really does.
That's your new, again, Christmas is fun, but it's not like it was when you were little. Nudie Magazine Day was great, but it doesn't really excite you anymore.
What gives you joy as an adult?
These things give you joy.
Joy.
It does. It's true. Iowa Sam, what's yours?
I can't miss Iowa football games.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
Can't do
college football.
College football for Iowa Sam.
Know what I used to do just to avoid conflict? You could say it's a dope thing to do. I used to not make plans in October with the hopes that the Mets would be in the postseason. Like, anytime somebody like, you want to take a trip in October? I'm like, no can do. If the Mets do it. Then I in my mind, I'm like, I just, like, blocked out a hell of a lot of Octobers for no reason. But I still do it. All right, you know what? We're going to go to DB in a minute for an update. But let's say what's up to D in Florida. What's up, D?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, man? I'm with you. Now, I'm the biggest Dallas Cowboy fan you want to meet. I haven't missed a Dallas Cowboy game in at least the last 5 years. Now, other than being in church, which sucks sometimes, but it's because we play night games a lot, so they have some trust. But I'm also the head of security at a middle school. I'm talking about, like, girls' basketball gets me excited. Boys' football gets me excited. Middle school. I've watched more middle school football. Like, I don't even watch, like, NBA basketball anymore or college basketball.
I think that's
all
awesome.
About middle school.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Brings
man.
You joy and don't let people get in the way of it.
Don't let anyone get in the way of that.
That's such a good answer.
It is.
When our son Jaden was playing football for Agoura High, we were so excited the whole week leading up to the big game.
Yeah, sports really rally people together, a community, and everything.
Being that invested in middle school sports, like that's special, man. I think that's awesome.
If I were you, I'd say, listen. His girlfriend's name is Jordan. Jordan's parents, Len and what's the mom?
Sandy.
Len and Sandy.
Sandy.
Put down the sour cream.
Sandy?
Hey guys, put down the sour cream and chives for a second.
They don't just live on potatoes.
Okay, all right. Take the shredded cheese. Hold off for a second because this Saturday is a fight of the year candidate.
You could have French fries, home fries,
baked potato.
Baked curly fries,
potatoes
waffle fries.
Potatoes all gratin.
Potatoes are gratin. Baked potato, twice baked potato.
Hash browns.
Three-time baked potato. Hash brown.
I thought the number one answer on the board would be first football game of the season.
Man, could
you know, I think that's probably the universal, like, yeah, if you took an average, that would be
agree.
The number one answer.
Yeah, well, it's getting late early. Let's go to our pal Dan Beyer. And by the way, Spot, Hasselback Potatoes, I think named after the quarterback, right?
Yeah,
on
true.
Dan Seahawks.
I just found out within the past 2 years that Orida was a combination of Oregon and Idaho.
I learned that.
Did not know
now.
It.
Now.
No, just now.
I just
yes!
learned that just now.
I learned it as you told me.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes.
DB, what's it for you, man? Football?
Last week, the Masters.
Masters.
Second week in April.
See?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a really good one, man.
That's why, like, I'm in such a crappy mood this week, because I got to wait, you know, 51 more weeks for it. But even when we were having our baby, I was, you know, they told us, like, the due date. And you're like, okay, well, what about if he comes early? And so I'm trying to do the math, and I'm figuring it out. I'm like, just don't be the second week in April, because I don't want to have birthday parties, you know, on a Saturday in the third round of the Masters.
I feel you, DB.
These things bring you joy, though.
Yes.
You were way before Scheffler's time.
Absolutely. Speaking of the Masters, final round TV ratings down 20% from a year ago. 9.59 million watched the final round on Sunday. For the WNBA draft, completely different story. 2.4 million watched yesterday. That's the highest ever for the event, the first time that it received more than 1 million viewers. Play-in tournament tonight, Lakers and Pelicans, 7:30 Eastern. Warriors and Kings after that at 10 Eastern. Giannis Antetokounmpo not likely to be available for the Bucks at the start of their series against the Pacers because of his calf injury. Blake Griffin retired today after 14 seasons in the NBA.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's CANDR. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know? My buddy Rob, who lives in San Antonio, listens down there. What's the affiliate? The Spur? 91.7?
The Alamo.
The Alamo? He hit me up with a little fun fact. He goes, Dan Beyer loves Scotty Scheffler. Does he know that Scheffler, Kershaw, and Stafford all went to the same high school, Dallas Highland Park?
How about that?
Who is the most famous person that went to your high school? I'm going to say, sadly, I'm on their Wikipedia page. So that shows you how meager my high school was. But, I mean, you know, you hear about, like, different actors that were roommates and they both blew up. But imagine in the same
school.
Like
Sandler and Apatow were roommates.
Yeah, like to me, it's like Kershaw, Stafford, and Scheffler? My goodness.
It's actually one of the things that blew my mind in moving out here on how many, like, kids would just go to Notre Dame up the street here.
Yeah, Giancarlo Stanton.
Exactly. And Lee, our producer, was friends with him in high school. And it was not a you know, big deal. Like it's funny, like when you think of it that way.
I'll tell you what, growing up in New York, it's a lot of where I grew up, it was a lot of Italian kids, Jewish kids, and they're not really cut out to be the greatest huge athletes. Like, you know, let's be honest. Like, you know many guys that are 5'9" named Nunzio playing in the bigs?
Sure.
So, you know, you go to other parts of the country and you're like, man, people are big.
If we had one kid in our conference that went to like a D1 level school, that was a big idea, let alone having professional athletes at the top of their game all going to the same high school.
It was a big deal that a kid in my high school got a basketball scholarship to St. John's. And everyone's like, he's the best.
Yeah.
That was the big deal. So
I knew the Stafford Kershaw part of the story.
Scheffler, too?
I didn't know that part.
Scheffler's younger, you know, but the Stafford Kershaw one because they were buddies we had heard all the time.
Yeah, that's a famous one. That is interesting, though. There's so many stories of, like, can you believe they played together in Little League or they played together in high school or they lived together in Hollywood? It's like, what are the chances? I didn't know anybody cool.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
Maybe I was just the coolest.
Danny G, anyone cool go to your high school?
Yeah, he went when my younger brother was attending the same school, Colin Kaepernick.
Get out of here, for real?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
That wasn't Colin Kaepernick. That was Lil Dicky, bro. Hi, I'm Dave.
You know, what's
Ray
funny
Liotta
is that—
Ray Liotta went to my high school, but he's old, you know, much older than I am.
But what I find interesting is we don't joke when we do Midweek Major on Wednesdays tomorrow. When you set up spot and you go, the most famous person from Scotch Plains other than Judy Blume.
Yeah.
That's the truth. There really is no one. Spot, no one really went to your high school that was notable, right?
Like, yeah, no.
Just so Judy, it's amazing when you hear Scotty Scheffler, Matthew Stafford, and Kershaw were all in the same athletic department in a high school. Crazy.
It is.
All right, well, back to the NBA. We got two play-in games. I think they're both really watchable, fun games. You got the Lakers, Pelicans, New Orleans, 1.5-point favorites. I thought based on experience and LeBron, it might swing the other way based on how, like, the Kings are underdogs to the Warriors. I thought Warriors-Lakers would both be favorites simply based on playoff experience. I bet you LeBron arguably has more playoff appearances than the whole Pelicans team times 10.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Right? So when you probably look at those numbers, you ever see those where in football it'd be like, Tom Brady has more playoff appearances than the other team. But I want to focus on Steph Curry for a second because LeBron's been on multiple teams. Steph Curry went to a college that not many people knew about. He got offered to transfer. He stayed there, right? He stayed there. That's a key part of this, right? We know this.
He said, they didn't want me then. I don't want them right now.
He could have transferred to a bigger school. Nah, Davidson, stay in here.
I like that mentality, honestly. I can't wait for other places and people to kiss my ass.
Teamed up.
It drives me. It motivates me, for real.
You know,
You want to deal with me now? Kiss my ass. That's the best feeling ever. Yeah. That's what Steph Curry basically did. Oh, now you want me?
What happened?
Nah.
Nike called him Stephon Curry. He's like, nah, I'm going with Under Armour. Beat it.
I like that.
So every step of the way, Steph has paved his own path.
And showed loyalty.
Loyalty. Davidson, Under Armour. As the joke and meme goes from years ago, other than using Chris Mullin on NBA Jam, the only Golden State Warriors fan was the late, great Danny Tanner, Bob Saget, wearing that Warriors jacket once in a while. Because no one really cared too much about the Warriors. He took a team that
most casual fans back then were like, Golden State, where is that? Made him a franchise dynasty.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now,
changed it all. Not only changed the team, changed the game. Yeah, that's incredible.
The same way when we were kids, there was always one kid in the crew that was rocking a Jordan 23. Every little crew of kids now, there's one Stefan. One kid that's got his Golden State jersey. I have friends who have little kids. They all have Steph Curry jerseys. I'm setting this up to just point out that he's 36 years old, took the Warriors from obscurity to dynasty. If they lose tonight, the 9-10 do-or-die play-in game, I think it's symbolic of let's call it a day. The whole Draymond, Clay.
I could see what's happening.
Steph. I mean, it really is, to quote the
and Michael. Clay don't have a clue.
The Michael Jordan Last Dance documentary. This was the last dance, right? I don't think those three are ever on the same team again.
Build around him. He's got 2 years left.
So here's my question for you. If you're Steph Curry and you're 36, and maybe you got a couple more good years to compete, still got that shot. You'll lose something along the way. If you're Steph Curry.
Yeah, but that shot's the last to go.
Are you open to the idea of leaving Golden State? And would you blame him? This is not a guy.
I think that's the bigger question.
This is not a Kevin Durant.
Would you be okay with him chasing another chip with another team?
This is not a Kevin Durant. I'm going to form super teams and try to win. Golden State, Brooklyn, everything he did. This is not LeBron, four teams. This is, this is a situation where if Steph Curry left, I don't think anyone would blame him. Would you?
Wouldn't blame him, but we were talking about this earlier, and I agree with Danny G. With Steph in particular, you already built up the fact that he's loyal and he sticks with his teams. It's really hard to see him on another team. Him specifically. You already said it. LeBron played on other teams. You could pick a team in your brain that you picture him with. Durant. He played on several teams. Steph Curry, it's hard to picture him with another team.
And by the way, I said LeBron. It really is. I said LeBron four teams. What I meant was four stints with teams like Cleveland, yeah. Miami, Cleveland. Lakers.
I feel that's the only difference here. It's him. It's extremely hard to see him in another jersey.
DB, would you blame Steph if he said, I'd like to move on?
If it was for another title contender, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the reason I say that is because I could see something at the end of his career if it got to the point to be like, hey, grew up in North Carolina. My dad played for the Hornets. I'm a Panthers fan. From that area, I'll go play for the Hornets maybe the final couple years. I can get that. Maybe help that team have a little bit more of a profile. But if he was to go to a title contender – to chase just another ring, it wouldn't sit well with me.
Is it because he has championships? Because let me flip it on this way. Mike Trout has been loyal as could be to the Angels, who have just failed to really put a contender around him. If Mike Trout's like, guys, listen, I gave it my all. I'd like to go compete.
Like Dame Lillard back to the NBA.
Like, would you you want to blame Mike Trout, but because Steph has had success here, it's almost like you don't need to chase one. You have four.
It's his team. You could really argue it's his franchise for what they've, at least in recent history what he is.
You could argue there's no
need. They got to build around him and let him play it out there.
You could argue the branding, the arena, the branding, everything is because Steph brought what he did to the team. I think that team looks completely different. Maybe even play in an old arena. I think everything about the Warriors was elevated because of Steph and what he did.
Like, is it worth not having your full career be with the Warriors just to go and get another ring from another team that you don't have any attachment to, that nobody's really going to say is a part of yours? I don't think so. Like, I think that there's value in being, and I just said, like, with the Hornets, I felt it would be a different scenario, but I think that the best option is probably to be a lifelong Warrior.
It'd be
everything that comes with
it. A fail for the organization to lose him, so you have to build around them.
I'm just saying, a team that's
got 2 years left, you have to do it.
And I'll just say this. I do think, because this is something that we've talked about lately, this current athlete, this generation, doesn't mind just wanting to see what the other side of the grass is like. What's it like to suit up in another locker room? You know, for as much as Tom Brady was motivated to want to show that he didn't need Bill Belichick, I'm also sure he just wanted to see what it was like on another squad, just like Aaron Rodgers had wanted out. So it wouldn't be completely foreign. I just would hope that he wouldn't do it in trying to just chase another ring, because his legacy in my eyes would not be changed whether he won another ring elsewhere or didn't win one.
Right,
with the
and
Golden
he's won
State.
Already.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Let's play fairy tales for a second.
Sure.
I'm going to give you a couple
of teams. How do you play this?
Fairy tales?
Yeah.
Close your eyes and take off your pants. No. Let me give you a couple teams. You tell me if Steph somehow a deal was worked out, draft picks, money. I'm going to give you a couple teams. You tell me if you'd be like butthurt, sad, pumped for him, weak move, cool move. You tell me, okay? What if Steph, via trade in a year, ended up being that shooter that the Knicks need? And he went to New York and brought that excitement to Madison Square Garden.
That's a big time move, huh?
Danny G, is that a move
Steph
that you'd
New
say
York is big time?
Yeah, but I'm with Beyer on this one.
Me too.
I just can't see him in another jersey.
Knicks though is for some, there's something about that.
For
though,
some
right?
weird reason, it would rub me the wrong way because he is the Warriors.
Yeah, I agree with DB. So
what if Knicks, what if Mark Cuban's like, yo, Steph, join Kyrie, join Luka. Bring that 3-point shot to South
Texas.
He's
not the type of guy that should be moving to join anybody. People should be moving to join him.
I also feel like the Warriors front office has done a pretty good job reloading the team when they need to. This offseason, if they could get a couple of good young shooters, one big, they'll be able to make a run again for the end of his career.
They've also aligned the contracts of Steve Kerr and Steph Curry to be together over these next couple of years.
Yeah,
after that, who knows?
He said he didn't want to play for anyone, but Steve Kerr, but who knows if that changes. But you know what? Let's also not get it twisted. When a big star is in a, and I hate to say this because I'm sure they're nice places. They might be our affiliates too. But when Giannis is in Milwaukee and LeBron's in Cleveland, it's a little trickier to get a big guy to say, you know, a big free agent or someone to, hey, I want to go to Cleveland, Ohio. No offense, Cleveland. Living in the San Francisco Bay Area, expensive, but I mean, sort of a, you know, not a bad place to be.
They say the heart of rock and roll is in Cleveland.
You don't think Iowa Sam? You don't think it's easier to lure a big free agent to the Bay Area than it is to Milwaukee?
It depends. Like Giannis likes Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think.
By the way, I mean,
it's not that expensive, you guys. Did you see the Cupertino, California shack? That
yes.
I sent you.
Yes.
I'm not talking shack diesel. I'm talking a shack as in one bedroom and the little crappy house. It was like 350 square feet is going for $2
million. $2 million. Expensive and, you know.
That's an outhouse.
People aren't saying a lot of nice things about the living situations out there nowadays.
Oakland's dangerous to live.
Yeah.
They're having a lot of problems
in the
Bay Area.
So it's not as much of a pull as you're making it out to be.
Does the WNBA have a team in the Bay Area?
They will. They're going to expand.
How? For $70,000 a year? How are the girls going to afford it?
Right? No, they're going to be the expansion team. They're going to be the 13th
team. They're going to have a dorm.
Look, I have family still who live in the Bay Area, and they are not happy with crime and the schools right now. They're having a lot of issues raising their kids there at the moment.
You know what? Maybe Steph could use that as an out if this doesn't work out. Like, guys, you know, my kids in the school district.
Yeah, I don't think Steph lives
I don't think it's any close
to any of the issues.
Cleveland or anywhere else at this point.
I think guys care more about money, honestly, than location.
Yeah, he's got legacy already.
I don't think location, like, it's way cheaper to live in Wisconsin or, you know, if you're a Kansas City Chief, like, you're going there to win a title and you're going there to make a boatload of cash.
Yo, all right, so let's wrap this with this and then we'll get to Shaq Diesel trivia, talk a little MLB. But if you are, like, all right, when you're at the end of your career.
Hold on.
Okay.
You're pulling one of those moves I said I hate. We all agree with DB. It would be weird to see him in a different jersey chasing a ring when he already has four of them.
Oh, I'm telling you.
So what about you?
I think there is no shame in this guy saying, listen, I've done everything for this town, for this city, for this organization. If you feel like we're going to rebuild over the next couple of years, I'm 36. Rebuilding is not what Steph Curry is all about right now. If he did join the likes of,
Luka and Kyrie in Dallas, or he's like, you know, yo, Devin Booker, what's Phoenix like? Tell me about it. Hey, can I go to New York? I don't think it's crazy that Steph had a 2-year end of his career, a little run somewhere, and tried to get title number 5. Title number 5 puts him in that category with Kobe, Timmy Duncan, a bunch of people.
So you're saying he's earned, like, your respect, our respect as a player, that whatever choice he makes is okay.
I feel
he's
like
Steph Curry, he can do what he wants. If he wants to keep winning and he wants to play for a winning organization, he doesn't see it with the Warriors anymore, then we have to be understanding of that.
I agree with you.
I see your side, but I can't see that happening.
I agree with you and Dan Beyer in the fact that it would look odd, and I don't know, and I don't think he'll do it, but I wouldn't blame him. I would never look at it as it's like when Kevin Durant was chasing
the difference
a chip.
Is he
won
already. When you see these moves most of the time and you're accepting and understanding of it, it's because they never had that opportunity. That's the difference.
Would you look at it different if Golden State told Steph, like, hey, man, we're not going to acquire a big free agent. We're going to reassess and get some draft equity, and we're going to look a little more towards the future. At that point, if it looks like it was the Warriors that were pushing it, would you feel different then? I think so, right?
If it was the Warriors, yeah. That changes it. That changes it a little bit, but I don't see it happening.
When you've won.
Again, we're talking about if the Warriors lose, is the writing on the wall? He's got 2 years left on his contract. He's 36 years old. Your thoughts?
Compare two people, and then we'll take the feedback. Yeah. Danny, LeBron James, he's won 4, right? 2 with Miami, 1 with Cleveland, 1 with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Steph has won 4. At this stage of both of their careers, it seems like LeBron's priority is finding a way to play with his son one day and maybe trying to find one more championship, mm-hmm. right?
And then going on to own a team.
Yeah. Steph, what's his priority? To just be that guy that played 15, 20 years and for one team? Or would he be that guy? Listen, it's very hard to find the guy in the NBA nowadays that's on one team for that long.
You know what that's
long.
Like? It's like people that marry their high school sweetheart. Like, it's nice, but you rarely see it anymore.
I don't think it would matter, but what do you think Draymond and Klay would think? Because they all seem tied together.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, Steph's the Barry Gibb, you know, of the three. Yeah. But, like, what would the other, you know, what would they think of, like?
Especially Klay. Because I know the two of them are really tight, Steph and Klay.
I'm sure they'd be fine with it, but I would just have to think that there would be something of, you know, because they are tied with that 4 when they won it a couple of years ago. And they're all, those three were the ones that could hold up, hey, the 4 look. Man. There seems to be a brotherhood there.
All right, let's get into it.
Whenever we say not to name drop, that means we're about to name drop.
I'll name drop.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only are CNR friends with Tyson and Mahomes.
Hey, man.
They're also buddies with the Big Aristotle.
Hey, what's up? It's Big Shaq Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq Fu, a.k.a. Shaq Daddy, a.k.a. the Big Aristotle. Guess what? It's time to win some CNR prizes.
Time for some basketball trivia.
Shaq Diesel basketball trivia.
What he said.
I used to break bad boys, now I'm breaking records for FSR Radio.
Shaq Diesel basketball trivia.
All right, welcome into a Tuesday with CNR on FSR. Security walking Big Shaq Daddy into the main studio.
Shaq Daddy, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, Shaq. Hey, man, I heard you guys talk about...
Hey, Shaq.
Heard you talk about Steph. Yeah. Tell you what, man, he should do what I did. Play for every color of the rainbow. There's no loyalty. Look, I look good in red, yellow, green, blue. Don't forget the purple, too.
You didn't look good in green.
No, I did. I did.
No,
I look good in everything.
I look like a big leprechaun.
No, I look great. I look good. I think, you know, I think you should play for every color. And can I say happy birthday?
Yeah.
To Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 77.
It is Kareem's birthday today. Yeah, 77.
Gotta give love to the big man.
All right, we're up against the clock here. Let's meet the contestants. 22-time winner, Rich Davis.
Yeah!
16-time champion, Dan Beyer.
Hello.
7-time winner, Spotty Boy.
This is it, number 8.
And looking to win a CNR stainless steel swiggy on the studio lines. Let's go to Matt in Pennsylvania.
Here was there, Matt.
What up, Matt?
What's going on, guys?
What do you do for a living there in Harrisburg?
I work in IT, and I'm super excited to meet Shaq Diesel. I love his commercials.
Hey, what's going on? I love Icy Hot.
Which one? He's got like 12.
Oh, wow. General Insurance?
No, he said General. Yeah.
Do the shimmy, yeah.
Another satisfied insurance customer on the line.
Duff men.
rules for Shaq Diesel Trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's get it on, round one.
All right, let's get this thing started. What was the Wizards' winning percentage during Michael Jordan's season with the club? Wizards' winning percentage.
Seasons.
During Michael Jordan's season with the club. A, 523. B, 451. Or C, 615.
C. Matt.
Oh. Matt.
C.
C. No.
Rich.
Rich for the steal.
I feel like they were slightly above 500, so I'll go 523, whatever that was.
No, you guys are all losers.
None of us.
I'll take the four. I'll take the lower one.
No, don't count. Don't count.
451, yeah.
Yeah, 451.
Not that great. No, nobody won, Sam. We move on to round two.
All right. Buzzers.
In the 03-04 season, 03-04, LeBron won Rookie of the Year. Ron Artest won Defensive Player of the Year. Who was the MVP that season? A, Tim Duncan. B, Jermaine O'Neal. Or C, Kevin Garnett. 03-04.
Matt got in there.
C.
Yes, Kevin Garnett.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Matt on the board, one step closer to a swiggy.
All right, way to go, Matt.
Move on to round three.
Round three. You know I love a good pass. Who led the NBA season with the most assists? This NBA season.
Mm-hmm.
A, the Joker. B, James Harden. Or C, Tyrese Halliburton. Who led this NBA season with the most assists?
Damn. Matt. Buyer.
I'll say James Harden.
No.
Ooh.
Matt.
Matt for the steal and the win.
Hey.
No.
Oh,
Tyrese.
I'm going to say C.
Tyrese Halliburton, 752 in 69 games. Joker was second with 708. Joker was second.
Halliburton balling for the Pacers.
Halliburton.
All right, we move on to round four. Only Matt is on the board.
All right, round four. What NBA team had a height difference of 2 feet, 4 inches between two of their players in 87? A, the Washington Bullets. B, the Atlanta Hawks. Or C, the Sacramento Kings.
Dan.
Buyer.
Bullets.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That photo?
Yes. I was going to say,
Muggsy Bogues and Manute Bol, 28 inches apart.
It's like that picture of Altuve and Aaron Judge on second base.
Yeah. Bogues and Bol. Yeah.
It's like that picture of me and you.
That is true.
I saw that picture.
So tiny.
So now we have both Matt and Buyer on the board as we move to round five.
Round five. What's the most rebounds the great Wilt Chamberlain pulled down in one game? The most rebounds. A, 49.
Ooh.
B, 55. Or C, 58. Yeah.
Those numbers sound fake.
Matt.
Matt for the win.
B.
Yes!
Oh!
Matt wants a swiggy!
I'm so excited!
Yeah!
Yo, Matt. Where do you go, Matt?
Yeah.
55, still the most in history. Yep. 1960, November 24th. Warriors versus Celtics.
Yeah, 1960 against the Celtics.
Wow. Thank you, Shaq.
1960. Right.
Thank you, Shaq.
Hey, before I go, happy birthday, Kareem. Let's go Lakers. Let's go Lakers.
That's right. Congratulations, Matt.
Later, Matt. Oh,
thank you. By the way, other than Kareem's birthday, who do you think is older?
I just saw Shaq, man. He was looking diesel.
Two TV stars celebrated birthday today. Who's older? Martin Lawrence or from Two and a Half Men, John Cryer?
Well, they say Brand don't frown, so I'm going Martin on this one. Martin's older.
What do you think?
Cryer looks older to me.
I didn't see Cryer's birthday on the list, Rich, but I saw Martin Lawrence is like almost 60, right?
Yeah. It's a trick question. They're the same age. They both turned 59 today.
And Kareem's 77, like Shaq said. So, hey, people getting old, dude. But
that was great. Hey, congrats to Matt again.
I love when the listeners win a swiggy. By the way, your chance to win a swiggy. We do trivia every week, but you could also just follow our podcast, search Covino and Rich, and leave a nice review, and you qualify if Danny G emails you or says your name on the radio. So thank you guys.
Let's go to DB for an update, Dan Meyer.
We always get frustrated in last man standing.
Yeah.
If Danny would have used any other name outside of James Harden, Like, if you would have used Luka, if you would have used Jokic, I would have known it was Halliburton. But because he used Harden, I started to question myself.
Nice,
so,
see?
Hey, Matt is the beneficiary of that second guessing.
Nah.
All your
excuses. What, you don't believe me? You don't believe me?
I believe you. Yeah, I believe you. Don't that spot not believing.
You guys justify all the time.
I know. Let's take this out at Applebee's when we go watch the NFL draft, because apparently Applebee's is the new official bar and grill of the NFL.
Applebee's.
We'll be listening to the NFL draft show from Fox Sports Radio. Yes, while we're
Does
there.
Does that mean Applebee's wins the great mid-level restaurant wars of the 2000s?
They've got the upper hand right now,
I heard Fridays is shaking in their boots.
Yeah, I heard Chili's is done now.
Yeah.
They're calling Adam Silver. How about the NBA Friday night doubleheader sponsored by TGI Fridays?
Yeah,
as we speak.
That is interesting news, though, DB. We're going to have to explore this tomorrow. Applebee's, the official.
What, we're going to Applebee's tomorrow?
That's
how we're going to explore it?
The official, what is it again?
Official bar and grill of the NFL.
The NFL, wow.
Black and shrimp Alfredo on me.
I heard the WNBA got hula hands.
Speaking of the WNBA, they got 2.4 million viewers to watch last night's draft. Never before have they topped a million.
For the first 10 minutes.
In fact, 572,000 was how many watched last year. 2.4 million this time around. Masters ratings were down 20% from a year ago as viewers, 9.59 million viewers tuned in to the final round on CBS to watch Scottie Scheffler win the green jacket. By the way, Rory McIlroy denied a report he was mulling an offer from LIV for $850 million.
I've never been offered a number from LIV, and I've never contemplated going to LIV. My future is here on the PGA Tour, and it's never been any different.
All right, guys, let's get to the brass tacks. Lakers-Pelicans tonight. Looks like Anthony Davis is going to go. Officially listed as questionable for the game, but was on the court doing pregame work. 7:30 Eastern time. Warriors and Kings to follow at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Giannis likely to miss the start of their series against the Pacers because of his calf injury. Blake Griffin announced his retirement from the NBA. Back to you guys.
Hey, Dan, what do you think of this parlay? I love to run my dumb bets by all you guys. Playing games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skipping the two teams that are under 500 because that's unpredictable because they're the Bulls and, you know, Hawks. I'm disregarding that. How do you feel about Lakers, Warriors, Sixers? Just money line.
Lakers,
Warriors, Sixers.
What are the odds on that?
50 wins, 180.
Oh.
Right. You know, think about it. We'll be back in a second.
It's not that strong.
More Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studio next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show, Covino and Rich. Steve Covino, that is Rich Davis.
I just saw a funny thing you posted, of all people.
Me?
Yeah, you posted something funny, actually.
What do you mean, of all people? What do you think, you're the king of comedy?
I'm like Cedric the Entertainer. You're like some.
Think so.
You're at Flappers in Burbank on a Tuesday
Bozo,
night.
You're like Bozo the Clown.
You're like, of all people. Oh! You're doing an open mic with VJ Husky.
What do you mean, of all people? Well, what was so funny?
You posted a meme, and it's a guy's call log, and it's just a bunch of missed calls, but it's from Angel Hernandez.
Missed call. Yo, he's the worst.
Yo,
dude.
It's like getting comically bad. And if you're a baseball fan.
As a guy who, you know, I'm half Italian, half Mexican, Hispanic, you know, he sued the MLB because he said that he was getting a lot of flack for being a Hispanic guy at one point. He's like, no, because you stink. That's why.
Yeah.
You stink to the high heavens.
No, we
and the world is noticing, man. You got a bad strike zone.
Did you
miss a lot of calls?
Did you see the guy didn't even flip out. Danny, did you see the clip where he missed three called strikes in a row against the guy?
Yeah.
The guy got bad. Guy got punched out looking at three balls in a row, but it was actually he called them strikes.
Little League umpires are better than this guy. How do you get that far? You know what? At any workplace, there's always one guy. You have to scratch your head and say, how did that guy get so far? How does this guy keep getting a job?
He has pictures of Rob Manfred naked.
For real.
He has something going on.
missed call. I never answer his calls because he's the worst. Angel Hernandez.
Always call me. Oh, Angel Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez. I missed it.
I want to just point this out. As we get ready for the NBA play-in games, that should be a lot of fun. When you're done being a chauffeur for your teenage daughter.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing that.
When you're done going, let me guess, she's a teenage daughter. Dad, can we get Starbucks, or is she like into her boba tea phase?
Oh, it's all about Starbucks. Yeah.
Dad.
Kids love Starbucks.
Dad. And Sephora.
Dad, I want kids want Dad. Starbucks and Sephora.
I have no concept of money. Can you bring me to Sephora?
Yeah,
my niece loves the refreshers.
By the way, if you got a young girl, if you got a daughter, niece, or whatever, they don't need these Sephora products. In fact, they're not good for their skin. That's like something that's been going around. Like, you know, these
it's
products
kind of like the same down. Theory of when you use too much antibacterial, you're sort of cramping your own body's immune system, right?
Yeah, all these girls
are too young to be using these products, and it's preventing them from their skin healing itself at a certain point.
When we were kids,
using its own natural oils.
When we were kids, we were rubbing those like stringent pads on our face. That couldn't have been good either.
You mean Oxypad? You mean
Stridex?
Sea breeze astringent wasn't good? Like, come on.
Remember how your face burned?
Yeah. That's not good. It's not supposed to burn.
I'm darker complexion. I would like bleach spots of my face.
What are you, Sammy Sosa?
No, for real.
You bought up all the Oxyclean.
I know you would. I would have like whiter spots on my face.
What did you wipe your face with a magic eraser?
I guess because you'd be scrubbing down layers of that skin, you know?
Oh, man.
Hey, speaking of teenagers and Starbucks, our 13-year-old, she's starting to use her own money that she's saving. She went with her friend to Starbucks and she complained the other day. She's like, it was $15 for two drinks for me and my friend. We're like, yeah. Why do you think we tell you every single day when you ask for Starbucks? That's not in the budget right now.
Isn't it funny when kids finally realize how much you spend on them?
Uh-huh.
It's funny. Hey, not only do we have some great playing games. So, again, like I said, Covino, when you're done chauffeuring your daughter after her after-school stuff.
After Starbucks.
We got, after you get her a little chocolate mocha something. NBA, two great games tonight. I'm going with my parlay. If you like it, hey, play along at home. I'm not telling you what to do. I think I'm going to call the segment Shekel City. Oh, wait, no, that's taken. What's up, Rob Parker? I'm going Sixers over the Heat tomorrow. And tonight, I like the experience of the Warriors and the Lakers. So Lakers, Warriors, Heat. Warriors, Lakers, Sixers. Just money line wins, 50 pays 180. Lock and load. If you want to, use our code. See our show at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, something we really didn't get to today, but I think it just needs to be a reminder for baseball fans. Baseball. Funny shot up.
Baseball.
A lot of times in the past, you hear the same thing from every fan base. Our bullpen stinks. And unless you had Mariano Rivera or Trevor Hoffman, or right now, you know, the Mets are lucky enough to have Edwin Diaz. Unless you have like the elite closer, everyone thinks their bullpen stinks.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to let it be
the biggest complaint after Angel Hernandez sucks.
I just want to let it be known.
He's really true for the Dodgers right now.
I'm a sad Mets fan, but I'm hearing the same thing from Yankees fans like Covino, Dodgers fans like Danny G, from fans of all teams, the Atlanta Braves, who got a squad. No one, I repeat, no team has a solid 1-5 starting rotation. Starting pitching is at a lull. It's at a premium if you have it.
Well, a lot of injuries, too.
Injuries have taken its toll. As you know, the problem in baseball that they're addressing is all these Tommy John, UCLs, all these surgeries and things. But my point is, if you think your team, man, we're lacking starting pitching, it's today's version of we don't have a bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a team out there that has a 1-5 that you're like, man, my team's stacked. If you're lucky if you have one or two guys on your front end that you feel confident in. Every team's 4-5 starter, I promise, are borderline trash.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
So enjoy your baseball. Enjoy your basketball playoffs. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.